This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 20 for Monday, August 15th. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin. ICE futures canola contracts were weaker on Monday, as concerns over the Chinese economy sent shockwaves through the global financial and commodity markets. Canola down $14 to nearly $30, November down $27.50 at $835.50 per ton. A slowdown in China's rate of inflation and other soft economic data out of the country saw the Chinese central bank unexpectedly cut interest rates today. That triggered losses in many global financial markets that spilled into canola. Crude oil, Malaysian palm oil, Chicago soy oil, and European rapeseed futures were all weaker. Relatively favorable Midwestern weather forecasts contributed to the declines in the North American grains and oilseeds, but hot temperatures and only minimal precipitation expected for the Canadian prairies did provide some underlying support. Weakness in the Canadian dollar, down sharply relative to its U.S. counterpart, also helped temper the declines. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures were all lower. In addition to the Chinese economic uncertainty, lingering bearish sentiment from last week's monthly supply-demand report added to the selling pressure in soybeans. The November contract down 42 cents at $14.12 per bushel. The USDA raised its forecast for U.S. soybean yields last week to 51.9 bushels per acre. That surprised market participants, who had generally expected to see a downward revision from the 51.5 bushel per acre previous estimate. Cooler Midwestern weather with some welcome rains in the forecast should aid crop development, and that added to the selling pressure. Corn also caught up in broad weakness today. The September contract down 13 cents at 626 per bushel. Chart-based selling was also bearish, with some stops likely hit on the way down. However, the persistent European drought has cut into corn production there. That provided some support. Wheat, it's down as well. Minneapolis 12 cents lower in September at 907 per bushel. Kansas City down 6 cents in September at 882 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 5 cents in the September contract at $8.75. The strengthening U.S. dollar was especially bearish for wheat, as it makes U.S. wheat less competitive in the global market. However, wheat did uncover support to the downside, finishing well off its session lows. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, August 15th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin. That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.